time for JR and Beth's second date update.
I'll tell you right now, I need a second date update every morning.
On San Antonio's new country leader, Y100.
Well, trying to start your weekend off right now with a brand new 7:15 second date update. JR and Beth in the morning. Beth, looks like we got an email from, was it Nick?
Yes, Nick, about a date he went on with a girl named Hannah. And he described most of the date in the email. It says, you know, it went good. The conversation was good. Obviously, we're going to try to dig a little deeper. That's why he's on the phone right now.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing all right, man. You tell us how it's going.
Well, I went out with a girl named Hannah last week. We got set up by some friends, and she's been getting back to me with texts, but they've been sort of short, and we haven't been able to, like, set up a second date. So
what'd you guys do, like, on your date? Where did you go? Like, how was it? What'd you talk about? Like, everything.
I thought it was pretty good. We went to 54th Street. We broke the ice pretty quick because neither of us had ever been on a blind date before. So started the conversation out with that. there weren't really any awkward moments. We talked for a really long time. We even got into, like, some stuff about work. We both vented about, like, our jobs. We talked about that for a while. And it seemed like we ended on a good note.
Well.
Okay. Well, let's try to call her and see what's going on, okay? Hang on for us.
All right.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Hannah?
It is.
Hi, Hannah. It's JR and Beth from Y100. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yay!
This
here.
Is the call that you wanted in the morning. I could tell. Hey, we wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air real quick about a date you went on recently.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. It's real.
It'll be painless.
Happy Friday.
I promise.
All right.
Nick reached out to us. I think you went on a date with him. He talked about you guys going to 54th Street, and he said it was a good time. You guys talked about all kinds of things, and he said there really was a connection. And now I guess he's been trying to set some plans up with you, and it just hasn't been able to get done, and we want to know what's going on. Are you delaying for some reason? Like, tell us about it.
Have you just been busy?
So funny. First time ever going on a blind date, and first time ever being on the radio.
There you go. We're just trying to make dreams happen here.
Yeah, that's so funny. You know, he was cool. He was cute. He was laid back. And, I mean, I was a little nervous going in, so he was kind of cool. But it was just, I don't know. I've been texting him back. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but come on. I think he said he's been trying to make plans with you. What's going on? Why aren't you wanting to go back out?
I mean, okay. It was a cute date at first, and we were talking, but then we got on to the work subject. But I felt like I should be making money because I felt like his assistant, he's like, do you mind if I read you these emails from work? And then he, like, had a presentation the next day, and I, like, read over his presentation for him, and he wanted feedback. I'm like, am I on the clock? Am I going to get paid for this? Because, like, it was a lot. It was, like...
You became like a study partner on the date.
Yeah, it wasn't sort of boring even. It was just like, dude, I came out after work to have drinks.
Sure.
To, like, go to your work.
Well, you know what?
I don't really know.
No, I think that could be like a little off-putting.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, I don't think obviously he's being malicious or anything.
Yeah, you
kind
of want the date, you know, to be like, since you said you came after work, you want to, you know, relax, chill, like get away from the work thing for a while and enjoy each other. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Beth and I hang out outside the show, we don't really talk about the show.
Yeah, right.
Unless something funny happens to us, we're like, we're going to talk about that on the air. Well, listen, we actually have Nick on hold. I want to get his response to that. Is it okay if I bring him on?
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
So you heard what she had to say. Do you want to respond to it?
Yeah. Looking back, I guess I really did talk about work a lot. I was pretty stressed out about that presentation, and I think I maybe went a little overboard.
Okay.
So I'm sorry about that. I didn't realize.
It happens.
Oh.
It's nothing like crazy.
It's not bad. I didn't like block your number or anything. Like, we can go out again.
Oh.
It was just a lot of the time. It was like baggage, but no, not bad baggage. Just normal baggage.
Well, you know what? I think, too, is, I know, we all have our days. We might have just caught Nick on a day. Unfortunately, it was a date that he was on, but he was probably just having a day and a little stressed out, like he said. But, Nick, you heard her. She's willing to go on another date.
It's good you called us.
Yeah.
That sounds good. It worked out pretty good. I guess I should apologize again for putting you on the spot on the radio.
No.
No, it's funny. I think this is great.
That's it. There you go. Now you can talk about this on your day.
Yes.
Not work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Nick, we're actually going to put you guys on hold because we want to set you up on the date and we want to pay for it and all that stuff. So you guys both hang on for me and we'll get you all set up.
Wow, thanks.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.